cell. Guess there is no one to blame. We're leaving ground.
All right, Midwest Punks coming to you, quarantined in the studio. No, just kidding. But
sleeping under my desk.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff going on right now, Brian, and we got some songs that are gonna kind of relate to that. But it is a serious topic. We're not trying to downplay it at all. But again, the host of Midwest Punks, Carl, Brian is. Co-host, and it was his idea. I give him full credit for the show. So
yeah, don't blame me if yeah. people get offended here.
Yeah, I give him credit, blame, whatever
is,
you want to call it.
This is what happens when I'm trapped in my basement and yeah. I'm looking for songs to play.
Yeah. So, it obviously all the coronavirus. I mean, Brian and I, we work at Lakeshore Public Media, which operates a PBS and NPR station, public radio station, and so we use the studios here. We're operating on a limited staff. I know a lot of people all over working from home, some unfortunately not working, and it's something that's affecting everybody everywhere. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm trying to relate to like my nephew who's 9, Madden, trying to relate to him that like this, try and remember what's going on right now. Cause this is like never happened. You know, my mom can't remember anything like this. I mean, it's like 9/11 when it happened for us, but it's been drawn out for a couple weeks now, you know, so it's a pretty intense time. We hope everybody out there is doing well. And, you know, we're trying to keep you entertained with some Facebook posts and now we're bringing you some music. So
that's right. Hopefully we can bring some people, something to some listen to and just a little joy here because, you know, it's something that makes us happy and
yeah,
definitely like to spread that.
Yeah. And I know we're limited here as how much we're in the office and we're, a lot of us are working from home too. And just in general, most of us do. I mean, but, I know for me, when I'm working from home, I'm trying to, what's my playlist going to be? So I'm usually pulling up something on YouTube, putting a playlist together, pulling up Spotify lists. And so you can find us on Spotify. We have some playlists on there.
Did not put the last episode up yet, but things have been a little crazy for us here. But they will be up soon.
Yeah, so you just songs. Search us and search Midwest Punks podcast. And
yeah, you can find it on Spotify. And obviously you can go on the Lakeshore Public Radio website or to
our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page, link there.
So, so today's theme kind of fits with all that, like we mentioned earlier. We found some songs kind of relating to being quarantined or infected or, isolated, things like that.
A lot more than I thought there would be.
Yeah, it's kind of a common theme for some punk music. But we tried to, I mean, obviously some of them out there are a little harsh, maybe a little too doom and gloom.
Yeah,
and
I cut a few. Wasn't sure.
So we're not trying to make light of the situation. We're also not trying to make anybody depressed. So, but just some songs and most of them aren't even about exactly what's going on right now. There's a few that are eerily kind of close to what's going on right now. But for the most part, some of them are about, relationships or something like that. But just the titles, the bands, you know, things like that, that we thought kind of relate to this. And so we thought a good idea for a podcast. So, and we talked about maybe next week on next week's episode, kind of doing the mirror of this. And we'll have some songs about kind of bouncing back and things like that. So,
this is gonna pass.
Yeah,
we'll all be hopefully looking back at it soon.
Yeah, so sooner rather than later. Again, hope everybody's doing good out there. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, facebook.com/Midwest Punks Podcast. We're always sharing links and music videos and bands and memes and all sorts of stuff. You can see our awesome logo on there. I got to make a post because the guy from JR Brands Goods who created our logo just recently updated his site so you can buy his shirts and designs and stuff off his website. So he's a small business guy trying to, you know, do his graphic design, which he really enjoys, and he was cool enough to make us an awesome logo. So go check it out and then check out his page too. So but again, Brian, you got an idea for the song we want to start with? I don't know if you got anything queued up already, but
I don't. What do you want to start with? Let's do one of yours here.
Well, how about we both had this one on our list. We discovered so Bad Religion, Infected.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so it's a song called Infected by Bad Religion. it's off their one of their studio albums. They have 17 studio albums. The most recent was in 2019. It was an album called The Age of Unreason. And I know for me, when I think of Bad Religion, I always think of the singer Greg Gaffin. He's actually got a PhD in like zoology, and so a lot of their songs are pretty, you know, there's a lot of evolution and politics and
smart stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the guy's got dissertations and stuff out there. Pretty interesting. But I know most of the lyrics are actually written by the guitarist, Brett, Guritz. I don't know how you exactly pronounce that, but, and he's actually the guy that runs Epitaph Records. So, nice. Which a lot of other bands we've talked about are on Bad Religion's label. It's Epitaph. So, they do a lot of the songwriting. They've been playing together since 1980. A lot of people refer to them as like the godfather, one of the godfathers of punk and stuff. So they've been doing it. They were actually supposed to be playing a show in Chicago sometime in April. They were going to be playing with Alkaline Trio.
Remember yeah.
We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was sold out. And that's one of the ones that's not going to be playing right now.
Well,
so
hopefully all this stuff gets rescheduled. And
yeah. Yeah. So.
To see everybody eventually here.
Yeah. So, again, Infected, title of the song kind of fits to now. The lyrics are you know, a little, not they don't exactly relate to the situation, but it's a good punk song. So, Brian, whenever you're ready, we can Bad Religion with Infected.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you.
That was Bad Religion with Infected. So one of the godfathers of punk there.
Yeah, those guys are amazing. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, I know. They have some really good ones, and there's plenty of others that could have fit with this theme, but again, they were a little Infecting. Little too harsh. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the ones we both picked. Yeah. So it kind of landed on our list.
But definitely, if you're looking for something to listen to right now, Bad Religion's got some songs calling your name. So find them on YouTube, find them on Spotify, find them on our Spotify playlist too. So we got a list of songs to get through. So Brian, what'd you pull up next?
I haven't pulled anything yet. Let me see here. We've got, I'm going to go to Pegboy.
Okay.
It's a song called Strong Reaction. It just kind of has a fitting, just kind of a, can associate with, I think, right now. It's kind of just about, you know, yearning for better times and kind of loneliness.
And being quarantined,
Quarantined, yeah. We haven't actually played Pegboy before on here. Okay. So a little bit of about them, if you're not familiar with them. They were founded in 1990. It's the ex-guitarist from Naked Ray Gun, John Haggerty.
We've played them, and they're Chicago band. One of your favorites.
So. Yeah, one of my favorites. So Pegboy kind of falls in that category, too. They're pretty awesome. So I would definitely recommend checking them out if you're not familiar with their stuff. But this is a track off of their album titled Strong Reaction.
So self-titled.
Yeah, it was their debut album in 91, and it came out. So, let me get this open here, and we'll get it started.
So Pegboy with Strong Reaction and ties to the Chicago area, which is something we try to do. We try to focus on some local Midwest, you know, bands and stuff, but punk music is punk music, and we like good music. So,
and this is a pretty amazing song. So,
yeah.
Hold on to your socks. You're going to get blown off.
If you're wearing it, you might be at home, no socks on, you know, whatever. But let's hear it.
All right, let's do it.
Soul. And I'm feeling in your heart is low.
Peg Boy with Strong Reaction. So yep. off a self-titled album.
That's actually the title of the album is Strong Reaction.
Yeah, so song. Self-titled, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, connections with Naked Ray Gun from the Chicago area and stuff. So really cool. Something to definitely check out. I wasn't familiar with them. So definitely going to check out some Peg Boy. And we're going to keep moving on because we want to try and get through as many songs as we can. We always end up talking. So
yeah.
Next song we're going to play kind of fit in the same thing, theme of being lonely and kind of bored. Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. So, you know, the song talking about having nothing to do, nowhere to go. So I just want to be sedated. Kind of, you know, some people might be thinking the same thing, like, bored, nothing to do, nowhere to go, can't leave, can't go anywhere, or I shouldn't, you know. Let's just put on Netflix and fall asleep in bed. I mean, you know, so, and keep eating. Fridge keeps calling me. But yeah, so kind of fits it. And again, Ramones, definitely one of the godfathers of punk, always associated with CBGBs and 70s scene, kind of getting things started. So one of my favorite bands and someone we've played a lot before. But
oh, yeah, I love the Ramones.
Yeah. So let's hear I Want to Be Sedated.
Here we go.
You can't recognize that voice or that sound, then yeah. You got some issues. But no, that's Ramones with the I Want to Be Sedated. And it was off their, I think it was their self-titled album. It was Road to Ruin. It was the album that it was from. So, but they dominated the punk scene, New York, CBGBs, in the late 70s, 80s. They played together, I think, through like 96. I mean, so that's a long time. Most of the members had side projects and stuff like that, too. So one of the best bands that got me into punk music. So, you know, and they were on my list when we did that very first episode of what got us into it. So moving on from Ramones, Brian, who you got?
I think The Clash is fitting.
Yep. definitely fitting.
The Lost in the Supermarket song just kind of seemed to fit in with just kind of everything that's been going on right now. Yeah, just the line, especially that, you know, they can't enjoy their shopping trip anymore here. So it's something that it's just very fitting. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go into who the Clash is. If you are in listening to a punk show, I'm guessing you probably know.
Yeah,
the Clash has been around.
And if not, Google it. Educate, you know. Yeah. Get educated on the Clash. Hear some music, and then you'll know.
It's true. So, but yeah. They've been around since 1976 and just kind of the first wave of British punk rock. Yeah. So, but yeah, this is off their 1979 album, London Calling, and it's a fairly popular song.
Yeah, they got a couple other songs that I think off that album that are pretty recognizable too. So that's definitely a good album to check out. And yeah, the opposite of Ramones wanting to be sedated because you got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You go out to the supermarket, you're going to get lost. So let's hear Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash.
Let's do it.
Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash, and just, you know, Heads up, we're going to try and move fast right now through some more songs because we time always goes fast, and we just try and fit in as many songs as we can, especially
we
now.
Realize so. We just passed the halfway mark. So.
Yeah. But if we don't get to any songs, Brian, I know you always try to throw, you know, all the ones from our list on the Spotify playlist. So you can go on there and check out the list of songs we played on the show. Maybe some we didn't get to. We'll share them on Facebook. So find us, facebook.com/Midwest Punks Podcast. We always try and share some stuff there. Ask for your suggestions, you know, tag your band, buddy's band, whoever it is, favorite band. So I know we're going to move on pretty quickly here. Next band we got is another one from your list, Brian, Minutemen.
Yeah, the Minutemen, actually one of the reasons I wanted to play this one next was it kind of tied in with the Clash, because Joe Strummer being from the Clash, said that the Minutemen is one of the ultimate punk bands, along with the Ramones, Television Personalities, and the Buzzcocks.
Nice.
Listen to, so.
Yeah, if you got Joe Strummer saying that, he's putting you up there with the Ramones, then you're in pretty good company, so.
Yeah, and you might recognize this song if you are a fan of the show Jackass, but the title of the song is actually Corona.
Yeah, and I would say probably 9 out of 10 people who would recognize the song wouldn't know who played it.
Right.
You know, and probably never heard the words to it.
Yeah. I mean, if you've seen that show, and as soon as you hear this song, you're going to be like, oh, that's it.
But that song is actually called Corona.
Corona,
so,
yeah.
And it's by Minutemen, so fitting, and just an awesome song, so...
Yeah, it's pretty great. So let's give it a listen.
All right, let's go. Minutemen with Corona. So another song, like we said, if you watch Jackass, you'd recognize that song for sure. But now you know who sings it, Minutemen.
Yep.
And the song is called Corona, obviously. Looking at what's going on right now, Corona was a fitting title for this list of songs that we're playing today. And so is the next one we're going to play, which is TV Party Tonight by Black Flag. So again, kind of later 70s band out of California, pretty, you know, iconic for the punk scene. And you think about punk music, you know, the Black Flag's logo and all their symbolism that they were known for. it comes to mind a lot of times. I don't know, for me, I always think of Henry Rollins when I think of Black Flag, but it, and just kind of looking at stuff, he was only, he didn't even join the band until a couple of years after they started. They started in 76, he joined in 81, and only played with them till 86, and they released more albums all the way up through 2013. So I don't know, I just always think of Henry Rollins when I think of Black Flag. And I was kind of, I'm not the biggest Black Flag fan, but, you know, I listen to their music a lot, and I just always think of Henry Rollins.
Yeah, I think
turns out he's only been with them for a few years.
Definitely made an impression on everybody.
Yeah. but yeah, so this one's TV Party Tonight, kind of, again, fitting with the stuck at home, nothing to do. So what are you going to do? Have a TV party tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, so Black Flag.
All right, let's check it out.
All right, let's go.
Tonight,
all right.
We're gonna have a TV party, all right.
Tonight,
we've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Everybody's gonna hang out here tonight.
All right.
We'll pass out on the couch. All right.
Tonight,
we've got nothing better to do. And watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't wanna know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
That's incredible.
History Blue, Dallas, Friday.
We stick glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
TV news shows, what it's like out there.
It's a scare.
You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't dare.
We've got nothing better to do. Then watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't wanna know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
Saturday Night Live,
Monday Night Football, Jefferson,
Vegas.
I wouldn't be without my TV for a day. Don't even bother to use my brain anymore.
There's nothing left in it.
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute. My TV doesn't work.
It's broken.
What are we gonna do tonight? This isn't fair.
We're hurting.
We've got nothing left to do. Let's go TV and just a couple of brews. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know. We're gonna miss our favorite shows.
Go! That's incredible.
Go! Monday Night Football.
No.
Jefferson.
No.
Friday.
No.
TV party tonight, something to do when you're quarantined at home. So Black Flag's got you covered with the soundtrack to that.
Sounds like my weekend.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so hopefully the weather picks up, you know, for every, you know, all around now too. So then you can go out in your yard. You can go out to the garage, do some stuff out there.
Stand on your porch.
Yeah,
look at things.
Exactly. So, yeah, and we're going to move on to Joy Division, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So another song, again, I mean, the title of it is Isolation, so kind of,
yeah,
again, fitting the theme. Brian, this was on your list, so I'm not real familiar with Joy Division.
Yeah, they're a little more goth kind of sound to them. Okay. They are started in the 1980 post-punk kind of English band. This is off their second album, Closer. They only had two albums. The vocalist died. He had epilepsy, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And so it started in just affecting how they could go and play shows and everything. Yeah. And I think he ended up committing suicide, actually. Yeah. He was only 23 years old.
Wow.
But, I mean, the albums that they made are pretty amazing. This song is... I've just always known it from back in the 90s. It was just kind of always on albums that I had and playlists. So it's they're kind of in that almost Nine Inch Nails kind of crossover punkish goth sound to them.
A little grungy maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of a hybrid of that.
Yeah.
But definitely you can hear the goth undertones.
Cool. But, and yeah, fitting song, Isolation. So yeah, right now, Isolation. If you're feeling a little isolated, this song might hit a nerve or something, you know.
Yeah.
It might be fitting for you. So this is Joy Division with Isolation.
All right, let's do it.
Cool. Isolation from Joy Division, and we're gonna move on and try and see how many more songs we can fit in for everybody on the time we have left. So we're gonna go to another one that was on our list, both of our lists. Brian, we had NOFX, Just the Flu.
Yeah, this song has a kind of an eerie message that being written almost what 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
It's actually over 20 years, I guess. But just the message is almost too fitting to what's going on right now in our world.
Yeah, and so, you know, hearing the lyrics, you know, at first I was like, is it nuclear war and stuff that's kind of wiping everybody out, or what is it? And I found an interview with Fat Mike, who's from NOFX, and he said that you know, well, blah, blah, blah. It was either Stephen King or Harlan Ellison who wrote a story about everybody dying of the flu. So it's just like all the nuclear power, peace, punk stuff, everything's just bogus because it ends up just being a virus that kills everybody. So that is pretty eerie to what's going on right now. But, I mean, you know, it's something, it's science. I mean, this has been, there's been plagues and outbreaks and pandemics and, you know, all of that. And you watch any kind of History Channel documentary about this stuff, they're like, you know, and we're long overdue for the next one, you know, and it's just something that happens. But fortunately, we have people who can, you know, help get us through this, scientists and doctors and you know, and innovative people that can just kind of help get us through it. So, but again, NOFX kind of called out a situation like this back in the 90s, just the flu. So another one interesting thing real quick that I saw about NOFX is because they've been on like an independent label all of their time, they've actually sold over 8 million records worldwide, and that makes them one of the most successful independent bands of all time. Yeah. So that's pretty impressive. You know, I know I've never seen them. I've listened to them. Never was really a huge NOFX fan, but they're always one of the ones that
I've seen
you
them
know,
live
you can
a few
listen
times.
To.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll give you a little taste of NOFX with Just the Flu. With Just the Flu. So again, kind of, you know, one of the bands has been around a long time, and if you haven't heard them or you're not familiar with them, definitely worth checking out. So
yeah, one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, and I think they were on your list of the bands that got you into into this when we did the first episode. So again, you could find those episodes on our Facebook page, the Lakeshore Public Radio website, which we'll link to on the Facebook page. So we've got a couple episodes under our belt already, so check those out. Find our playlist on Spotify. But we're going to move on. We got just a little bit of time left. So, Brian, the next song we got is The Vindictives.
Yeah, let's go on over to The Vindictives. We have another band that we've played before.
Mm-hmm.
The Vindictives are a Chicago band. And they've been around since the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
This song that we're going to play is called Apartment Number 2. It is off their 1995 album, The Many Moods of the Vindictives.
Mm-hmm.
I had this on cassette, and I think it got stuck in my tape player at one point, so I listened to it nonstop for probably a month straight.
That or nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like got enough money for a new car radio. But, yeah, this song is about a guy, well, could be anybody, but living in an apartment where your second floor, you got the noisy neighbors up upstairs, you got the neighbors down below constantly yelling at you that you're making too much noise, and just kind of the chaos and the anxiety of living in that
stir
world.
Crazy. Yeah. Just, yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, so, something.
Yeah. Being trapped in the house and having to deal with your crazy neighbors.
Yeah.
Kind of seem fitting right now.
Crazy roomies, so, crazy family.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I got a 3.5-year-old, so we got a toddler at home who is kind of like a nonstop ball of energy for my wife and I. So, but yeah, either way, Vindictives, apartment number 2, and, you ready?
All right, let's do it.
Let's go. Vindictives with apartment number 2. So Vindictives, again, we played them before, but if you haven't checked them out, definitely do so. You want to get to, we got probably 2 more songs we can play. We're going to try and end with something a little positive. So Brian, I know you had one more on your list that was The Adolescents.
Yeah, The Adolescents have a song called Amoeba. Just kind of seemed fitting.
Yeah.
An amoeba is not a virus, but it is definitely.
It's an organism. It's a living
Yeah,
thing.
So
yeah,
it just kind of seemed like a lot of science.
Yeah,
talk in the song about, you know, so finding some thing they've never seen before. So
yeah,
seemed fitting.
Yeah, and it'll play with the Bad Religion, like we said. Their lyrics are pretty heavy with science and politics and stuff. So now we're talking about amoebas.
Yeah,
and this is The Adolescence with Amoeba.
All right, The album is actually a self-titled album that came out in 1981,
okay.
I believe. So, but yeah, here is the song, and
let's go.
In our lab, looking through the microscope, the little glass sides, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. One cell thing, hardly knows it's alive.
you're better off dead. If you only knew your current life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science worm. This is reaching for the telephone.
Adolescence mm-hmm. with amoeba. So again, no confusion, amoeba's not a virus, but but it's kind of fitting.
Had
so.
To do a bunch of research to see what the differences between amoebas and a virus is.
Yeah, and now you're as educated as a third grader probably, because
yeah, right?
I think
mm-hmm.
that's when you learn
yeah.
about it and you just forget.
Remember
it.
Coloring them with crayons.
Exactly, that's what
day.
I think of. So, okay, well, we're already kind of down to the end here, and so again, what we tried to do is just bring you some songs that were fitting with everything going on right now. Songs about being lonely and quarantined and bored and infected and just kind of, you know, everything. So not poking fun at it or making light of it. It's obviously serious. We, you know, we're dealing with it a lot. We work at a public media station. But hopefully it's some good music for you to keep company with, whether you're at home or at the office, whatever you're doing now. Just make sure you're staying safe and washing your hands. Right?
So, that's right. Wash your hands.
Stay away from people. Don't breathe on people.
Social distancing.
Yeah. So, but you can find these songs on our playlists on Spotify. So you can search us on there, Midwest Punks. We'll have links to it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll make sure to update those.
Yeah.
Coming up.
And on Facebook, we share that every once in a while. If you scroll through, you can see it. But it's facebook.com/MidwestPunks, Midwest Punks Podcast. We are always looking for new recommendations, and Brian, I think we have a lot of songs we didn't get to, so maybe we'll do part two of this next week.
Yeah, I think we should.
But but for right now, we wanted to kind of end on something a little positive. So we got a band. One of the bands I pulled up was Bouncing Souls. This song's called Better Things. Bouncing Souls has been around for like 30 years. I saw them with Rancid and Dropkick Murphys in Chicago a couple years back. It just went to their 30th anniversary. They did a tour. They had a new album, a new EP called Crucial Moments come out to celebrate the 30 years. They did a tour, and I went and saw them at Chicago at the Metro. They're a fun band to play. And this one's just kind of positive thinking, you know.
Yeah,
Blue Skies are coming.
Years ago. They were really good.
Yeah. They always get you going, and they're fast. This song's actually a little slower and not their usual thing, but it's got a good message for right now. So blue skies are ahead. Things are coming. You know, this will pass. So, again, hope everybody's doing well. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right. Be safe.
Yep. And we'll come back next week with some more songs for your quarantine time. So, and we'll play out with Bouncing Souls, Better Things. So.
Something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme. And there what happened yesterday. I know that.